AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The House and Senate are on a collision course over a highway funding bill with a Friday midnight funding deadline approaching. The Senate is working on a six-year plan. The House passed bill calls for just 5 months of stopgap funding. During his historic visit to Ethiopia, President Obama peeks into prehistory.
She didn't get to Washington.
To science, she's Australopithecus afarensis. To the rest of us, she's Lucy, found by an American in an Ethiopian valley and one of the oldest skeletons that's recognizably human. And the president got to touch her.
What you're doing is touching a human being that existed 3.2 million years ago.
That's right, 3.2 million. Obama says it shows not only how the human family tree was planted here, but how all the sometimes clashing peoples of today's world can trace their history to old bones like these.
Every single person here,
Disconnect.
7 billion individuals.
Mark Smith with the president, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Fiat Chrysler agrees to pay a $105 million fine to settle National Traffic Highway Safety Administration findings covering nearly two dozen recalls. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says older model Jeeps are also part of the deal.
Owners of the more than 1 million Jeeps with fuel tanks prone to deadly fires will receive a cash incentive to get them repaired, or they'll be able to trade them in for significantly more than their market value.
Companies also buying back a 500,000 Dodge Ram pickups and other vehicles with steering problems. Medical examiners in Fulton County, Georgia, say the initial portion of an autopsy on Bobby Christina Brown shows no obvious cause of death or significant injuries. 22-year-old daughter of the late singer Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown died yesterday in hospice care, 6 months after being found face down, unresponsive, in the bathtub of her suburban Atlanta home. This is AP Radio News. New York has a plan to rebuild a longtime gateway to the city. Warren Levinson has more.
A year ago, Vice President Joe Biden declared LaGuardia Airport was like something out of a third world country. So when New York Governor Andrew Cuomo unveiled an ambitious plan to rebuild it, Biden was on hand.
Gov, I wish everything I said that was truthful but controversial would turn out this way.
The plan combines LaGuardia's disparate terminals into one and moves it closer to the highway. Cuomo says that'll double passenger space.
There is no way to fix this. We need to literally tear it down and rebuild it.
Warren Levinson, New York.
James Holmes' sister, Chris, is testifying in the sentencing phase of his trial. A jury that found him guilty in the murders of 12 people and wounding of 70 others in a theater shooting 2 years ago could vote for the death penalty or send him to jail for life without parole. Before his trial began, his parents begged for a plea deal that would spare his life, saying he is gripped by a severe mental illness. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.